Tensions escalate in the Korean Peninsula. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News. Warning shots have been exchanged between the Koreas near the disputed Western Sea boundary. South Korea's military says it fired warning shots after a North Korean merchant ship crossed the maritime sea boundary. North Korea's military says it responded by firing 10 rounds of artillery shells as a warning. Tensions have increased after North Korea began a series of missile tests. Migrant crossings over the southern border are already double what they were last October. Fox's Bill Malouche is in Eagle Pass, Texas.
Eagle Pass is part of Border Patrol's Del Rio sector, which was the number one busiest sector with more than 470,000 illegal crossings in fiscal year 2022. And we are picking up right where we left off. Border Patrol sources telling us here in this Del Rio sector, just in October already, we have already had more than 29,000 illegal crossings just in the first 3 weeks of October. Also here in Del Rio sector are 10 illegal immigrants dressed in camouflage who Texas troopers found and arrested as they were sneaking through private ranches in Maverick County.
Those 10 taken into custody were expected to be charged with criminal trespassing. Gas prices have fallen over the last couple of weeks. Oil industry analyst Troby Lundberg says prices dipped 7 cents to a new national average of $3.92 a gallon.
The low in this sample is Houston at $3.10 per gallon and the high in San Francisco Bay at $5.95. Between those, we have Baltimore, $3.73, Indianapolis, $4, and Chicago, $4.67.
Lundberg says gas prices went down because of a decline in oil prices. The FBI says a man was taken into custody after a seven-hour barricade situation inside a home at Fort Belvoir in Virginia near the nation's capital. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Former President Trump has until November 4th to disclose the documents relating to the January 6th Capitol riot. Republican Wyoming Congresswoman Liz Cheney says she never wants to see him get back into office.
His election as president in 2016 began something that's been very dangerous for this nation. And we now see he's willing to do everything he needs to do, everything within his power to stop a peaceful transition of power, and he can never be president again.
Cheney was censured by the Republican National Committee for taking part in the January 6th committee investigation. More details coming out on the shooting yesterday at a Dallas hospital that killed two maternity nurses. Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer.
The shooter is detained at another hospital after he was wounded by a Methodist Health System police officer at the scene. According to Dallas police, the 30-year-old suspect was on parole for aggravated robbery. He also had an active ankle monitor at the time of the attack.
Local media reports a suspect had been granted access to be at the hospital to be with his significant other during delivery. Many of those gorgeous plants you see only this time of year in much of the U.S. can be a health disaster for your animals.
Those beautiful mums you see all over, the ASPCA says they are toxic to dogs, cats, and horses. If your animal eats them, you may see vomiting, diarrhea, and dermatitis. Red maple leaves are dangerous for horses. They may get anemia, have difficulty breathing, and could even die. Then there are seeds from ginkgo trees. They can cause seizures and stomach upset in your pets. Perfectly safe plants growing this fall? pansies, asters, and fountain grass. And Halloween pumpkins are safe, but because of their high fiber content, you're going to want to limit how much Fido, Fluffy, or Silver actually eat. Till NATO, Fox News.
And I'm Joe Chiaro, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.